Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. The number of migrants processed at the southern border reached a record high last month, but that is changing in the days after the Biden administration announced tougher enforcement measures. CBS's Stacey Lynn with more.
New numbers have been released by Customs and Border Protection officials. They processed migrants over 251,000 times last month. That's a 7% increase from November. The record numbers, they say, are fueled by more migrants coming from Cuba and Nicaragua. But since the Biden administration announced tougher enforcement measures earlier this month, the number of migrants apprehended has plummeted. Border Patrol is currently averaging roughly 4,000 migrant apprehensions per day, a 40% drop from the daily average in December. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
A new data breach in the nation, this time for 37 million T-Mobile customers. It took the wireless giant months to discover hackers had stolen information, including addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. Insider reporter William Antonelli.
It took them about 3 months to realize that an infiltrator had actually even been there. The infiltrator first got in late November, and it took until January for T-Mobile to notice and take action.
Google is the latest tech company to announce layoffs, 12,000 of them, after a hiring boom in the industry during the COVID-19 pandemic. CBS's Michael George.
The belt tightening at Google follows other recent tech sector job cuts. Microsoft announced earlier this week it's laying off 10,000 workers, or nearly 5% of its workforce. Amazon has said it's cutting 18,000 jobs, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook, announced it's laying off 11,000 positions.
Testimony yesterday in that case over Elon Musk's tweet that he was taking Tesla private, an allegation that caused the company's stock to plummet, hurting investors. CBS's John Blackstone with more.
One of those investors was Glenn Littleton, the first witness in the case, who testified Musk's tweets cost him more than $3 million as Tesla's share price soared and then dropped, as it became evident that Musk did not have funding to take the company private.
Now to talks over more aid to Ukraine amid the Russian war, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In Kyiv Friday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky met with a bipartisan group of visiting U.S. senators and thanked the U.S. for the aid package.
New ammunition, which are very important for us. And we need something more, but I don't want to speak about it on camps.
This as President Zelensky holds an emotional meeting with relatives of people who died this week in a helicopter crash in Kyiv, including a child on the ground. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight 19. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, everyone, to Over the Back Fence, an impromptu Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, January. What month am I in? January 21st, 2023. Thanks for joining me out there, everybody. We were originally not planning on having this Over the Back Fence for today because there was supposed to be a Badger game happening right now. Unfortunately, that one was postponed, and they have actually rescheduled that game. We'll get to that in just a little bit when we get into some sports information here, not only on WFHR, but on WIRI 105.5, our sister station just across the hall here. We'll get into all of that very shortly, but just a reminder, it is 11:06 on the clock, and this show is for you. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items. If you want to talk about events happening in the central Wisconsin area, all throughout our listening area, or if you are interested in talking about anything else under the sun. There's no sun out today, but it's there somewhere, right? Yeah, well, we're hoping it's there somewhere through these somewhat gloomy days of winter that we're going through. I guess it's not dog days of January. What would we call it? The moose days of January? Because dog days implies hot for some reason. I don't know. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airwaves for Over the Back Fence here. Today, like I said, we're going to go over some schedule stuff about sports on FHR and on WIRI as well. We're going to be talking about events coming up here in central Wisconsin. Lots of stuff going on throughout January and going into February, so we'll get into all that in just a little bit. And of course, your phone calls, get those those coming in right now. We're going to start off by letting everyone know that the Winter Farmers Market is going on as we speak. It's going on till 1 p.m. today. It is at its new digs at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, just in the middle of town there. I do have a quick update, as a matter of fact, from a listener that let me know that today it's been growing every week. They're getting more and more vendors. 15 vendors are there. 15 vendors are there this week, including food vendors. So the first couple of weeks we haven't had them, but now we're starting to get more and more people. It's great. When I left, it looked like there were plenty of people coming in and out, like lots of great traffic there. Go ahead, check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot like the summer market, only it's indoors. A lot of the same folks are there. It's very exciting. So go ahead, check it out at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Also, if you are a vendor who has worked in the farmer's market, that worked at the farmer's market in the past, or if it's something new that you have something to offer, you'd like to sell, give it a try, this is a great time to do it. You can contact Mike Barnes, who is the market director. You can give him a call at 715-697-9762, 697-9762. You can also text him. It's also available. You can email wrwintermarket@gmail.com if you're a vendor and interested. You can also go to the Wisconsin Rapids Winters Market a Facebook page. They have a Facebook page as well. WRMoravian.org is the website. You can go to the top menu there to the very far right. Click on the More tab, and you will see for both vendors and for people who want to attend the farmers market, lots of great information there as well. So if you're interested, that is going on right now, and we do encourage you to check it out. Buy local. These are all local vendors here, and we'd love to support them. Let's get over to some sporting news here, to coin a phrase. And on these airwaves last night, you heard the Wisconsin men's hockey team taking on And if my computer would work here, oh, there we go. Taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes, and I'm happy to say they won 4-0. Shut out the Buckeyes there. Not having a great season so far. The Badgers are not. It's been kind of a rough go for them, but they did get a win last night, and they are looking to go for the sweep tonight. It starts at 6:30, the pregame show on WFHR, taking on Ohio State once again, going for the sweep. Great time for them to see if they can't right the ship a little bit here and see if they can get back to 500. That is where they're looking to get to right now. So if you're a hockey fan, go check it out. Tonight at 6:30 is when the pregame will start, and on these very airwaves on WFHR. If you're looking for some Marquette basketball, we've got you covered there as well. 2:30 today on WIRI 105.5, our sister station. They're taking on Seton Hall. Marquette, again, having a very good year for the basketball team there. So go check them out on IRI. It's very cool. And we get to play all of these different games on our two different stations here. It's a lot of fun. So if you're at all interested in basketball, check out that today at 2:30 on WIRI. For more basketball on WFHR, you'll need look no further than tomorrow. It's Sunday at 3:40 is the pregame start. The women's basketball team, the Badgers women's basketball team, will be taking on Penn State. And they are also having kind of a struggle of a year so far. They're not playing great in the conference. They're going to be taking on Penn State tomorrow at 3:40 here on WFHR. So check it out. See if the Lady Badgers can right the ship there as well. So up next for the men's basketball team, who is having a pretty good year in conference. They've had their ups and downs, but they have, of course, they had the in-conference game that was scheduled for today, that was postponed. We have now gotten word that game has been rescheduled for Monday at 1:30 p.m., and we will be covering it here. We will be carrying that game on WFHR, 1:30 p.m. on Monday as they take on Northwestern to make sure they don't miss that conference game. So that's all coming up here on WFHR. Want to look ahead a little bit to next week on WIRI, coming back to play. And boy, I tell you what, it's been an interesting schedule for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings this year. They've been mostly on the road for the first part of the season, but through the rest of January, all of February, every weekend, they will be home, and that means we will be broadcasting their games on WIRI. 105.5 WisCountry is going to be carrying, that's your home for River Kings hockey as they build hockey up and down the river. So get ready. Every weekend, we're going to be having lots of hockey on WIRI. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join Mark doing the play-by-play, Don running the board. It's going to be tons of fun. If you get a chance, of course, go to the Southwood County Rec Center and check them out in person. There's nothing like going to a hockey game. I have to say, it's been a while. I'm looking forward to getting to one here soon for the River Kings. I want to go support them myself. Plus, the rest of my family has never been to a hockey game before. Never. I got to get them to a hockey game. I'm, you know, from Minnesota. It's in the state constitution. You must like hockey. So, you know, I got to get them on board here, too. It's a lot of fun, and we can't wait. Just an update for the River Kings. They are right on the cusp of getting into the playoffs. They are right now 16-16-1. That is their record. They're around 500. And they are on the one below getting into the playoffs here. So they still have some ground to make up, some ice to make up, ground? I don't know. What do you say in hockey? I don't know. But hopefully they can get on a winning streak and they can get into the playoffs somehow, because everything changes once you get to the playoffs. It's really great. It's been a up and down year for the River Kings, but let's continue to support them. It's great to have our own hockey team in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's been a lot of fun. Especially with the new coach, Coach Peckman, and what all he's done. We had another rafter. Looking forward to summertime. I guess I am. Of course, I am a baseball fan, too. But what Coach Peckman has done in his first year here, getting a new system together, getting all players. Another last week, a River Kings player was named Player of the Week for the division that they're in, the Midwest. Midwest West? I gotta make sure I get that right. Midwest West Conference. That's not confusing. But anyway, he was the player of the week, one of their defensemen, and that is very, very cool as well. So, lots of River Kings hockey coming up, so check it out. And I'm going to be here on our sister station, WYRI 105.5, and also at the South County Rec Center. Lots of home games coming up. Go and support your River Kings. All right, looking for my first call of the day, everyone, 424-2600. I know we weren't able to get a lot of word out that we were having the show today because we were talking about the basketball game that was going to be happening, and it did not. So get those calls in, 424-2600. Looking forward to talking to many, many people today as we go through Over the Back Fence. Want to look ahead at some programming notes that we have coming up. I don't know if you've been listening to the morning show recently, which you should be, of course, 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. Join James and all of his guest hosts. And just a reminder that one of the old events, or I guess one of the old segments, there you go, that's the word I was looking for. One of the old segments that they used to do a lot on the morning show was the Pet of the Week. The Southwood County Humane Society. Well, we've brought it back, everyone. We have brought it back, and it's super exciting. We've done it for 2 weeks now. We've had a dog and a cat as our Pet of the Week. We've got it coming up. If you're interested in sponsoring Pet of the Week along with the Southwood County Humane Society, give us a call, 424-1300. That's to talk to Pam. Pam will get you in touch with Ashley and Steph. They're our great marketing and sales department, and they will get you hooked up if you want to do this Pet of the Week sponsorship, which is very cool. So far, we've had Bow Wow Meow Boutique. We've had Eway Sales and Pawn. This coming week, it's Cotton Thimble will be sponsoring it. So if you're a local business looking for that, we got you covered. Now, speaking of local businesses, and I have to bring this up here because I didn't think I was going to be doing this right now, but I'm going to do it right now because I think it's good. We are got a great promotion going on here at WFHR as part of being a part of the Civic Media Network, as a way to get our name out there, to let everyone know, hey, we are here. We have got $1 million advertising giveaway coming up here this coming week. It's almost here, everyone. On Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we are going to be giving away $1 million in free advertising to local businesses. How exciting is that? 4 days, 21 hours, 42 minutes and 38 seconds. That's right. We have it right on there. Mark your calendars, everybody. You can go to our website, civicmedia.us/million. You can sign up to get an email reminder for when it's time to get going, because this is a first come, first serve. Sign up. You have to go to the website and you have to fill out the form on January 26th, this coming Thursday, starting at 9 a.m., and we'll keep that open until midnight or all the money is gone. I am hoping that money goes quick. We're really looking forward to that. Also, if you are a local business and you're interested in doing that, go ahead and let them know what show you heard it on, like Over the Back Fence. That's right. I know the show is only a weekly show, and it's not been on recently because of sports, but... But if you heard it here first, make sure you put that on there. Maybe if I can get one business that said they heard it on Over the Back Fence, I'll be happy. That'd be so cool. But if you are a local business, now remember, it's $1 million total that we're giving away throughout the entire Civic Media Network. You can be a new business. You can be someone who's advertised with WFHR for years. It does not matter. The lowest amount you will get is $5,000 in free advertising. Not only on WFHR or WIRI, you can do whatever else in our network if you think you would like to speak to people in Oshkosh, people in Wausau, people over in Richland Center. Hey, we can put it on those stations as well. The process is pretty simple. You sign up. If you are accepted and you get some of that money for us in February, we're going to work with you and get a nice commercial set up for you. We're going to put a schedule together. And then in March, April, and May is when we're going to be running those ads. All that money's got to be spent in a one-month period. Keep that in mind. But this is to go to show you that Civic Media is committed to helping local businesses. It's to show local businesses the power of radio advertising. Yes, there is still power in radio. We want to show you that, And it's a great way to get our name out there. civicmedia.us/million is the website. Go check it out, everyone. We will continue to talk about it right up till this coming Thursday. Nothing like this. Never seen anything like this before. It's very, very exciting. And I'm pretty sure that if you are a local business, you will want to get in on this. This is an amazing offer for you. All right. We are going to take a break right now, everybody. We are going to get into our news and notes, calendar of events. We're also going to look into our mailbag when we come back here on Over the Back Fence. But most importantly, your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. Here on WFHR, we are locally grown radio.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Eway Sales and Pawn and the Southwood County Humane Society. Eway Sales and Pawn. When the money's gone, it's time to pawn. With two locations in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 26. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight 19. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Over the Back Fence, everybody. Welcome back. Let's do some jumping out there today, huh? Jump, everyone. Jump. Keep you warm, especially if you're going outside. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is the show where you call in 424-2600 to talk about if you're looking for to buy or sell items, if you're looking to talk about other events happening in the area. And anything else you want to talk about, that's what this show is all about. And looks like we have our first caller of the day. Let's get him on the air. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'm looking for a Kawasaki 18 to 20 horse motor for my John Deere lawnmower. It's a vertical shaft one. Or somebody that can fix my old one. I'd sure appreciate it. If I could find a good used one, I'd be willing to pay a reasonable price for it. The number is 715-652-3379.
652-3379.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, have a great day and great weekend for that matter. Looking for a used motor for John Deere. either a new one or one that can be, or if someone can fix it for him, if you are interested, you have that, or you can give him a hand. 652-3379-3379, the number to call for that. Easy as that, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. And thank you for being our first caller of the day. Let's get into our mailbag items right now, everyone. We have a for sale. 7 small storybook dolls from the 1940s. $1.50 each is what they're asking for, all in very excellent shape. They also have 4 family board games, all in excellent shape. Pokeno, Checkers, Perfection, and Sharpshooters at $1.50 each. If you're interested in any one of these items, 715-424-2216. That's 424-2216. We have someone looking for some help in terms of helping a paralyzed man with his cares. This is a job opportunity every other weekend from 7 to 11 a.m. The location is in the Kellner area near the Home Depot. They will train you, and the pay will be between $15 and $20 an hour. If this sounds like something you're interested in, contact Barb, 715-721-0890, 721-0890, the number to call if you're interested in that. That's all we got for the mailbag for today, everybody. If you would like to add something, there's a couple of ways you can do it. It's super easy. You can drop it off in person at 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. That is where our studios are located at. We're right on the roundabout there. You cannot miss us. Come on in between in our regular business hours, which is 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come in and say hi to Pam. Say hi to anyone else who's in here. We'd love to see you. We'd love to give you a tour, plus drop off your items for Over the Back Fence. We do ask that you limit those to 3. In the interest of saving time. But there is no limit on what you're selling, on price or anything like that. There is no limit on that. If you'd like to email them in, you can email it to otbf@wfhr.com. You could also send it to info@wfhr.com. Make sure you include a good description of the item or items that you're looking to sell or buy. And a contact number, of course, is very, very important for us, as so we can get people to get in contact with you. Simple as that. So that's for the mailbag. We do encourage you to do that. We save everything up from the week. There will be we'll be back again with Over the Back Fence next weekend on the 28th. So this week, get us those items. Make it easy. You don't have to call in. You can just give us that stuff beforehand. Moving on now to our news and notes and also our calendar of events happening here in central Wisconsin, all throughout our listening area. One thing we want to touch on, it started yesterday. Our good friends over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center were in this week on Morning Magazine to talk about their Mixed Media Artists Invitational that is happening now through February 23rd. The featured artists that they invited, now this is an invitational, so they were specifically picked to do this, and go check it out because it sounds like it's very, very cool. Kay Jessiak, Ben Jennings, Aaron Nicholson, Mary Olson, Laurie Tempest, Jeannie Weymouth, and Mark Zygan are the artists that were invited for this. Each piece uses more than one medium or material. Enjoy the colors, textures, and creativity in all the pieces. It is free admission. And if you're more interested in more information about this, of course, they've got a great website, culturalcenterarts.com. You can go ahead and visit them at 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can just go right in there and check out when it's open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., that is also the gift shop hours. So if you also want to buy something at the gift shop, that's the same time you'd go in there. And if you want to give them a call, of course, they can certainly help you there. 715-421-4598. 421-4598 is the number to call for the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. We love our friends over there and all the great things they do. Go ahead and check it out. Continuing through, of course, the month of January, always need people to donate some blood. The American Red Cross, of course, is having a couple more blood drives happening in the area. We have one coming up on Monday in Marshfield from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's at the Holiday Inn, 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. That's coming up on Monday. We got a few more coming up here, and we have one coming up in Rapids at the YMCA on the 31st, and also Plover's got one coming up at the Plover Municipal Building on the 30th. We'll go over that again next week on Over the Back Fence. But we also want to let everyone know that if you're in the Stevens Point area, there are three opportunities this week to donate at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. On Monday and Tuesday, they'll be open from 12 to 6:15 p.m. And then on, let's see, that would be Friday the 27th, they will be open from 8:30 to 12:30. This is the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. So keep that in mind. If you're in there or you're bopping around the Stevens Point area, you can always go there in those days and donate some blood. Of course, we will keep you informed of all of this as time goes on and any more that we have. If you're in the Rome area and you're looking for something to do today, hey, they got a fishery going on in Lake Sherwood. It's going until 4:30 today. It's going on right now. It's a free fishing day and benefiting the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association Conservation Fund. Both kids and adults can compete for cash prizes and or trophies for their catch of the day. So if you're interested in getting some ice fishing in, there's a great opportunity today in the Rome area. Lake Sherwood, they're having a fishery till 4:30 today. We'll get into some more activities that are happening in Rome a little bit later. There's some other activities happening throughout the city of Wisconsin Rapids all through the next couple of months put on by the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department. They are located at 220 3rd Avenue South in Rapids. If you want more information about any of the things I'm going to mention here, go to parks.wirapids.org. That is their website. All that great information there. If you want to contact them, of course, you can email them, parksdepartment@wirapids.org, or you can call them 715-421-8240. These are all events happening through the Parks Department. And we've got some really cool things coming up here, including a body weight boot camp will be coming up. There's another session coming up starting this Tuesday, the 24th. That's every Tuesday and Thursday, four sessions from 12:15 to 12:45 p.m. So if you're interested in that, it's a bodyweight boot camp. They've got, let's see, what else they got coming up here. In February, they got some volleyball basics for kids at the Washington School Gym. They've got pickleball co-ed ladder league happening right now. That's going through April. And they've got some more babysitting classes coming up in February. They've got self-defense classes as well. And, of course, T-ball registration will begin in March. Lots of great stuff coming up here. I would encourage you to go to their websites, parks@wirapids.org, to see all of the great programming that the Parks Department offers here in Wisconsin Rapids. Another great institution we have in town here is the Lowell Center, of course. They are at 220 3rd Avenue South, same as the Parks Department. They're located in the same building there. Highlights of some of the stuff they offer. Of course, they offer many things every day of the week, weekly activities they offer throughout each month. But here's a couple of ones that we're going to highlight for this coming week. On Monday the 23rd at 1:30, they got book club going through the book Small Great Things. That's the book they're going to be looking at this week. Looking ahead to the 25th, at 1 o'clock, they've got a Bunko social hour going on. It's a Bunko game. It's a dice game. I don't know if you've ever seen it before. It's quite interesting. If you're interested in seeing it for the first time or if you're a Bunko fan, go check it out. 1 o'clock on the 25th. That's on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, a couple of fun activities going on. At 1 o'clock, the So Cute Club. S-E-W, cute. You see what they did there? So cute. Yeah. So Cute Club will be meeting at 1. Also at 1, if you're more interested in seeing a movie, the Silver Cinema, The Lost City, will be showing at 1 o'clock on the 26th at the Lowell Center. We'll continue to update you. Of course, they've got, throughout the week, they've got yoga, they've got line dancing, they got bridge, all kinds of great things happening. If you have any questions, you can call the Lowell Center at 421-1051. That's 421-1051. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now before we continue. Good morning, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Zed.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, do you know if they're going to have that snow sculpture again this year?
I don't know. I haven't. I don't have anything in my notes here about that. So we're going to have to wait and see. But if as soon as we get some information on it, we'll let everybody know about it.
Sounds good. See you Monday.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Have a great weekend. 424-2600. Get yourself on the air here if you're looking to buy or sell. Or just, say, ask a question like Gary just did. If you have any questions, if we can help you, or we can put it out to our listeners. If you guys have that information, let us know. Call up. We can let everyone know while we're on the air here until noon. And I almost forgot to, I can't believe I did this. I almost forgot to mention that at noon, it's the Sunshine Polka Show. So if you missed it at 7, because it's on at 7 o'clock on Saturdays as well, you can check it out at 12. Tim put together a great show for today, so check it out at 12. We got the polka show happening. That's the good news, even though we like having our Badger basketball here and everything. But, hey, if we can't do it, we got some great programming. We've got Over the Back Fence right now. We've got the polka show coming up. So stay tuned for that after we are done here. Moving on with our news and notes and calendar of events, of course, every Wednesday is Bingo Day here in Wisconsin Rapids, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go have some fun and play some bingo. That is not a bingo voice I just did. That's kind of a weird, yeah. Anyway, it should be more exciting. It's bingo. You don't quietly say bingo when you get a bingo, right? Bingo. No, you don't do that. You're loud and boisterous. Moving on to Thursday here, Focus, which is feeding our communities with United Services, is offering their neighborhood table meals again in person at 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's their new digs. Everything is over there now, including, of course, the Sweps Pantry, the backpack program. Everything is over there. So on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6, you can go in and get yourself a hot meal. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're just looking for some company and a meal and a hot meal at the same time, it's a great community meal to check out. The food is always good. 4:30 to 6 p.m. over there. Go check it out. There is no takeout service. They just want people to know that there is no takeout service. It's just eating at the place, 2321 West Grand Avenue, in their new building. All right, before we continue, let's go ahead and take another caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a 1997 Skidoo Formula Z snowmobile. That's a 583 engine. For $2,400 or best offer, it's been adult driven and stored inside. It's got a cover, new belt, new wear rods. It's all ready to go, excellent shape, $2,400 or best offer. I have also for sale a set of 245 75R 16 Cooper tires. They have probably about an eighth of an inch of thread or more on them. Anyways, a set of four tires for $25 or best offer. They'll fit older pickup trucks and stuff like that. So, anyway, 715-424-1058. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Looking for, if you're interested in, we've got a snowmobile for sale. Skidoo, looking for a buyer for that, plus a set of tires. If you're interested in either of those, 424-1058, 424-1058, the number to call there. As we continue on with our week events, I did just get a notice from a listener that there will be a service for Christian Unity hosted by the First Congregational UCC Church and the Moravian Church. It's going to be at the Moravian Church this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. So there'll be a service happening this Wednesday, a service of Christian Unity put on by the UCC Church and the Moravian Church in the Moravian Church building, 310 First Avenue South in Rapids. That's 6:30 coming up on Wednesday if you're interested in attending that. Looking ahead to next weekend in the city of Rome, we have the Snow Valley Weekend at Sand Valley. That's going from 6:30 to 7:30 6:30 Friday to 7:30 Sunday. It's the whole weekend. Sorry, I didn't mean to sell them short there. In partnership with Visit Rome, celebrate the fun of wintry weather among 12,000 snowy acres of landscape. With rolling hills and abundance of massive 80-foot sand dunes, Sand Valley is the perfect place to play in the snow and explore the outdoors with family and friends. Best of all, the children's programming is open to the public and completely free. So, if you're looking for something to do next weekend in the Rome area, check out, go to Sand Valley. It's the Snow Valley weekend at Sand Valley. Starts 6:30 p.m. on Friday, goes till 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. The whole weekend, it's open to the public. It is free. Check it out. It's going to be tons and tons of fun. Also happening next weekend in Rome, Saturday the 28th, the Mark Simons Memorial Fishery and Raffle. That's from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come join the first annual Joseph J. White American Legion Post number 442 Memorial Fishery and Raffle. From cash prizes for largest fish caught, a cash raffle, meat raffle, and a gun raffle, this fishery at Camelot has a lot of fun packed into one day. Registration is $10 per adult and $5 per kids before or on the date of the event. All proceeds go to the Heart for Heroes Honor Flight and American Legion Post 442 families. A wonderful opportunity to support the American Legion Post 442. They're trying to get enough money for the honor flight this year, for the Hearts of Heroes honor flight. We have heard from so many people how important that flight is. We've had people call up on these airwaves and talk about how important the veterans flight is, the honor flight is. Please help make that happen. Go to the fishery next weekend in Rome and have some fun while you're doing it and support the post and their and what they're trying to do with the honor flight. All right, let's go ahead and grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'm looking for a set of tires.
Okay.
Two of them in decent shape. Sizes are 205, 75, R15.
Okay.
They can call me back at 715-305-8802.
Was that 305 or 205?
305.
Okay, 305-8802.
Yep.
All right, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Yep, have a great weekend. Looking for some tires there, if you can help them out. 305-8802, the number to call. All right, I think we are going to take ourselves a little break right now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we'll continue on with some more events happening coming up next weekend. And we'll talk about other stuff that's going on here on WFHR. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 424-2600 is the number to call again on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Rishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
That was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 27. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 19. Tonight, overcast. High temperatures reach up to 26. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Back to the 80s, everyone. You are so seeing the video in your head right now. Those of you who remember MTV. Remember MTV back in the 80s? Remember this video? It was great. All right. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves right now. I appreciate all the calls I've gotten so far. Let's keep them coming. Going up to the top of the hour here. We got about 15 minutes or so left. We got one more break as well in here. So get those calls in, 424-2600. There's another fishery going on next Saturday, the 28th. This is the Port Edwards Lions Club fishery going on at NEPCO Lake County Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They got tickets for prizes. They've got available for you. They'll have drill holes, many chances to win prizes. They'll have hot dog and beverages served inside the NEPCO shelter house. Lots of big ticket prizes there as well. I'm not going to go into all those right now. But another fun fishery, another fun event happening next Saturday. Hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate with us, keep the weather cold so that the ice will be ready. So all proceeds to this event will go to eyesight conservation and other community projects, of course, what the Lions International does. That's coming up next Saturday, the Port Edwards Lions Club Fishery at NEPCO Lake County Park, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Before we continue, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I want to call a little bit about the honor flight.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the honor flight in last year. Mm-hmm. I served in Vietnam, so I got a chance to go on the honor flight, and It's awesome. They treat you very, very well. It's all free for the veterans, and I went and got my ticket Thursday at when you were at Pick and Save. But anyways, I want to encourage, you don't have to be in combat. You just have to serve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Thanks for letting us know that because, not every if people are wondering about that, it's just be a veteran. That's all you need to do in order to do this.
Yeah. Like I said, I talked my brother-in-law to sign up. He was served a couple years behind me, but he didn't actually go to Vietnam or anything like that. He stayed right in Fort Lewis, Washington during his time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going this April or May, I guess, out of Milwaukee area.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Oh, that's so nice to hear. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah. Appreciate that information. Yes, I do want to encourage veterans out there. From what everything that we have heard, this is a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful experience. So go ahead, and if you can do it, do it.
It'll take you a little while to get on the list. But
yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a long waiting list for it. But yeah, do it now then. Yeah. Get signed up. That's right. All right. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yep. Appreciate that information. Yes, very much so. So again, if you want to help support that honor flight and the great experience that it is, go ahead and check out the fishery that's happening in Rome next week, next Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Continuing on here with a few more events coming up. We have the 4-H Foodie Chinese New Year coming up here. This is going to be a lot of fun next Saturday. The 28th, this is from 2 to 3:30 p.m., $10 a participant. This is going to be at the First Presbyterian Church, 200 South Lincoln Avenue in Marshfield. That's where it's going to be taking place. They do ask that you register by the 26th, so you've got till Thursday to register. You can go to their website, bit.ly/foodie2023. That's bit.ly/foodie2023. It's for youth third grade and up. This is put on, of course, by the UW Extension, Wood County, and the 4-H Club. And William and Melissa Darr will be there. They'll be a special guest to lead you through this fun event. January 28th, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. All right, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a pair of men's Sorel boots. They're in quite good condition. They've got the leather top parts with the rubber soles. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing maybe a size 9.5 to 10. That's just a guess here.
Okay.
$10 are the best offer.
Okay.
They can call me or leave a message, 715-421-3817.
421-3817?
Right, right. And they're good for, you know, using in the wintertime when you need to clear the snow or if you're out ice fishing.
Sure.
You know, whatever. Snow, you know, walking in the snow trails, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good boots,
just
in other words.
I don't have any use for them here. So.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for the call, Pam. I was not expecting to hear from you today, but that's cool.
Oh, well, you know, I thought maybe I could try to sell these boots. And,
good idea.
Somebody that couldn't use them.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Thanks a lot,
Pam. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Oh, heart and soul of the station right here. I'm glad she called in for that. A couple more things here to look at for coming up next weekend. We've got, lots coming up next weekend. On Saturday, we have from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church. That's at 411 Wisconsin River Drive. There is going to be a Bunko night going on. Bunko is suddenly becoming popular again. That's kind of cool. Free dinner of soup, bread, and desserts, followed by the famous dice game of chance. A wholesome evening for the whole family. Whether you're new to Bunko or an expert, you are invited. Prizes will be awarded. No registration needed. Just show up and have some fun. That's next Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Port Edwards, 411 Wisconsin River Drive. Go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Morning. I have for sale today a man's large 100% wool dress coat for sale for $60. And then I have several Beanie Babies from the 1993 I'd like to sell, never been played with, to make an offer.
Okay.
715-423-3396. Thank you.
423-3396. Thank you.
Correct.
Yes, thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Got a men's coat there for sale. We got some Beanie Babies if you're looking to complete your collection there. 423-3396, the number to call. All right, we are going to get to our last break right here, everybody, and we're going to wrap up the show. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and take a couple more programming notes before we wrap up the show, and I'm going to play a little tribute to the recently deceased David Crosby. I think we need to honor him and all the great music he provided with us over the years, so I'll do a little tribute to him as well when we come back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are indeed locally grown radio.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. Wisk Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WiskCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WiskCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aide certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WiskCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by Wisk Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 27. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 19. Tonight, overcast. High temperatures reach up to 26. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Gotta have heart, everybody. Some dreams out there for you. The Wilson sisters and all their greatness. Still doing some pretty cool stuff. You should check it out. See especially what Nancy Wilson is doing. Man, what a voice there. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here. We've just got a couple of minutes before I play us out with a classic song here from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in honor of David Crosby, who passed away on Friday. I just want to let everyone know that coming up next is the Sunshine Polka Party Show. From 12 to 1, and then it's the best of Civic Media shows coming up after that, going into Max Inc. Radio tonight, live and fun. Music in Madison, live local music in Madison. That's a great show, too. Check it out. Coming up tomorrow, we've got women's basketball from 3:40. That means that it's going to cut into Seth Faces the Music a little bit, so I've got a repeat playing for that one. It's the one I did about songs about based on literature. That's one of my all-time favorite shows that I ever did. But there's also a new Director's Cut going from 8 to 9 tomorrow night on Sunday. We talk with the cast of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Mystique and Moselle came in and chatted with James and I about what's coming up there at the Studio Theater. We are so excited to play that for you. It was a really great conversation about theater in general and that. One quick more reminder, Monday afternoon at 1:30, the men's basketball game has been rescheduled with Northwestern. So that will be playing on WFHR. Coming up on Monday. Stay tuned for that. Check out civicmedia.us/million if you are a local business. We are going to go out here with a song, a famous song, a fun song. Sing along, everybody.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Your elders grew wise.
And so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.